Today on Press TV, there are growing signs that a foreign military intervention in Syria could be imminent in the coming days. France and Britain both threw their support behind a military attack on Syria. The Pentagon chief has also expressed Washington's readiness to go to war in Syria when President Obama gives the go-ahead. A team of UN inspectors has delayed its visit to the site of the recent chemical attack near the Syrian capital Damascus. In a statement, the world body said the team has postponed its visit until Wednesday. UN inspectors were forced to suspend their tour on Monday after coming under sniper fire. Syrian Foreign Minister Walid Mualim has categorically denied allegations that government forces use chemical weapons. He also said any military campaign against his country will serve the interests of Israel and Al-Qaeda-linked insurgents. The Tunisian Prime Minister has accused the Salafist Ansar al-Sharia group of being behind the killing of two senior opposition politicians. Al-Ayed has also called the group a terrorist organization and accused them of teaming up with Al-Qaeda militants. The deaths have triggered anti-government sentiments across the country in recent months. Iraq's top court has ruled against a draft law that prevented Premier Nouri al-Maliki from running for a third term in office. The Supreme Federal Court has ruled as unconstitutional the draft law that limits the Prime Minister, President and Parliament Speaker to two terms in office. Iranian lawmakers have approved a motion to sue the US for its role in orchestrating the 1953 coup that toppled the country's democratically elected Premier Mohammad Mossadegh. The move follows the US spy agency the CIA's recent acknowledgement of its role in that coup some 60 years ago. China's worst flooding in more than a decade has so far killed at least 85 people in the country's northeast. Heavy rains in Jilin province has forced over 200,000 people out of their homes. Losses are estimated to cost over $1.6 billion. A massive wildfire in and around California's Yosemite National Park is raging out of control. The so-called Rim Fire that started over a week ago continues to threaten San Francisco's water and electricity supplies. The blaze is one of the 20 largest wildfires in California's history. That's the latest here on Press TV.